Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. The well is full. You just defended like 50,000 dolphins. They can hear us.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
We don't even need to...
We don't even need to talk. No. Not dolphins.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 85 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name?
Is Chris. Your name is?
Cole.
You are the smaller?
I'm the smaller of the brothers.
Yes.
Yes, the younger of the two, the weakling, the runt, as it were.
The constantly scared of the world.
Terrified. Yep, that's a chemical thing. And we're here to...
Entertain the butts
of the people who are listening.
We're here to please the butts.
We're here to please your butts. So you were telling me before we hopped on mic, before our interns and producers, gave us the signal that you picked a bunch of stories.
I had some stories.
You're growing as a person.
I looked at them and I thought, this is not appropriate. And you said, what, lots of child murder? And I said, yeah.
Sheepishly, you demurred.
I think I was upset.
I'm just going to take it out on you guys. And it's a relatively rigorous process that we put this, that we go through. Yeah. I mean, by relatively, I mean not very. But there's a certain threshold that...
I mean, most easily.
Whatever's the least effort that we can do. And just, we'll find stories that, like, I'll favorite it. I'll put it on Pinboard. I'll put it in Instapaper or something like that and be like, oh, this will be great. And then I'll go back to compile my stories and I'll be like, oh, no, that's 15 kittens dead at the side of a road.
Yeah, that's not funny.
No, it's not. Unless they're like clown
kittens.
Unless
they're all wearing hats.
Chris, do you have a story for me that's not about kitten murder?
Oh, sure.
Or kid and play?
This is about the gays.
Ah, damn it. 2 weeks in a row, you leave with the
gays. My eyes out on the ocean. No.
Okay. No,
The American Family Association's Brian Fisher has sunk to a new low. Are you familiar with the American Family Association?
Any organization with family in the title is usually just
bad.
Bug nuts awful.
Bad for most.
Just bad for America.
Bad for most. Sorry. Anyway. This guy sunk to a disturbing new low with his anti-gay statements. In two separate tweets, he called for a, quote, underground railroad to deliver innocent children from the same-sex households. Go steal those babies.
Go steal those babies.
Go take those gays babies.
Hey.
Don't go take those gay babies.
No.
Go take those gays. Babies.
The apostrophe is important.
Yes. Where am I going to put that? In the gays babies.
In the gays baby.
Yeah.
In the gayest, the world's gayest baby.
No.
Yeah, no.
Gayest gays baby. You have to twice now because it's double tense possession.
Double tense possessive negative. Yeah. Doubling back on itself in a crazy wing-long reversal. Yeah.
And then in another tweet, he referred to the testimony of an individual named Robert Oscar Lopez, who blames all of his social problems on being raised by his mom and her lesbian partner. Here's a sampling of Robert's testimony against homosexuality for the American Family Association.
Okay.
He says, and you relate to this, anybody, okay? Because, I don't know, it kind of hit close to home. Inside, however, I was confused. When your home life is so drastically different from everyone around you, in a fundamental way, striking at basic physical relations, you grow up weird. I have no mental health disorders or biological conditions. I just grew up in a house so unusual that I was destined to exist as a social outcast.
Hey, dog.
Hey, that's life.
Like, it's 2012, all right? We have people growing up and like just like with no parents, with one parent, with like four sets of parents because you got real close to your dad's second wife and you don't like the third wife. Third wife's a bitch. Second wife's okay and her kids are all right. You know, like it's a whole big crazy Brady Bunch world that we live in. Right? That's the 70s.
Second wife's kids back. Seemed annoying, but now you know they're split up and you're trying to rationalize how it's okay for you to like ask your old stepsister out.
Like to the prom.
Like
just,
that's
just
weird.
To the prom, like chastely,
are we just
going to
do that?
Like
if we have a baby, if we have an aborted baby, is that going to be weird for everyone?
is that
if we have an abortion, is that going to be weird for everybody?
Is that going to ruin Thanksgiving? And then which Thanksgiving will our abortion
after
ruin?
The divorce? You don't come anyway. We should just have the abortion.
Exactly.
But no, it goes on and it says life is hard when you are strange. Even that, life is hard when you are strange.
Okay, yeah, like the TDRK, life is hard when you are strange.
Got that. Even now, I have very few friends and often feel as though I do not understand people because of the unspoken gender cues that everyone around me, even gays raised in traditional homes, take for granted.
Even gays.
Though I am hardworking and a quick learner.
Though... I can't even quantify. I can't even like say why that's funny to me.
Hey, even though I'm working really hard at this, and generally I'm a pretty quick study. I haven't learned how to be normal.
I haven't. None of us have.
I just don't know what that means.
I don't know what normal means. What's normal?
And this is where it comes really, really close to home.
Okay.
And that is, I have trouble in professional settings because coworkers find me bizarre.
That sounds like your fault, dog.
It sounds like we'd be good buds. We could talk about our problems.
I have trouble in professional and personal situations because I'm a crazy fucking bigot.
People find me bizarre.
Because I talk about the evil of the gays like all the time. Because,
but he doesn't,
because
though.
I belong to Focus on the Family.
But he doesn't, though.
Or Family Matters. I belong to Family Matters. People find me strange. I'm the president of the Family Matters fan club.
I remember when I watched Carl Winslow pistol whip his first gay.
He wasn't originally the star. He was just a wacky neighbor, but he took center stage.
Makes a great machine gun voice. That's Michael.
Okay. So I'm convinced that like anybody who belongs to an organization that has family in the title, like all these people, all these crusaders, they spend more time thinking about gay sex than gay people do.
That's why you belong. The organization. That's why,
you belong in the organization. Just kind of like, oh gosh, those people just destroying the fabric of America. Just as like one, like as his taller lover, just kind of like sneaks up behind him and sniffs his musk, and then just gently pushes his erect penis into the small of his smaller lover's back, and just he reaches around and grabs his dime-sized nipples, and they just talk about it. They just want to man love each other. It makes me sick. Ruining this country. Romney 2012.
I believe
in our Lord Jesus Christ and this, you know, abomination.
Children of gays are our future.
I believe we should make an underground railroad because there's so many children being raised by same-sex couples. They try and run away. The gays catch them, then saw off their feet. You know, it's like that happens. There needs to be a modern day
Amistad,
a modern gay Harriet Tubman. Fucking shit. This country. Speaking of crazy people and tragedy, it's a persistent problem with Alzheimer's patients. They wander off. You know, just where did grandma go? Yep, she's gone.
She's with the gays now.
Yep, she's with the gays now. We need to send Liam Neeson
in. She fell into the railroad.
She was taken by the gays.
Send Liam Neeson.
Send Liam Neeson to rescue Grandma for the kids.
From the gay railroad.
Choo-choo! Many products have been developed in order to combat this problem, but one that recently was featured on CNN might actually solve it. Enter GPS shoes. Sneakers with Velcro fastenings and a GPS emitter, which allows caretakers to pinpoint the exact location of their loved one. It even generates a map of where they have been in a family circus style, potentially comedic.
She's like a dotted line, like a hash line going all over where they go.
Going to the drugstore, going to the going to the bowling alley that used to be.
Like, what is that? Benny Hill?
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Fucking shit.
You don't have to do it every time I say it.
Okay. Yeah, it's Benny Hill. The theme song is Yakety Sax. That's what it's called.
We know you know.
Look it.
It
up.
I know the name of it. I just know you like to do it.
This is the newest best alternative to a locking bracelet. It's like, hey, Grandma, have this handcuff.
What about a shot collar and a fence?
Put Grandma, this is for your own protection from the gaze.
Hey, this is our railroad.
This is for your own protection from the gaze that are out there poaching our grandmas.
True story. Can I tell you a story?
Yes, you can.
Cool, man. Looking a little more like Ernest Hemingway than Santa Claus, 63-year-old John Sawyer blurted out his guilty plea before a judge named John Hurley could even ask him whether he was guilty or not. He says, "You don't even know what you've been charged with," the judge said.
"I did it all."
Sawyer listed as homeless, explained he tried to write the clerk of courts to have his case postponed because of his bad back and sore legs. "I can hardly stand now," Sawyer said. He explained he was treating his ailments by drinking beer. "The only reason I do it is because of my back and my legs." The judge said, "You drink beer because of your back and your legs?" The homeless man said, "They won't give me no medicine at the hospital. That's the truth, sir." Well, the judge replied, that's a good one. I mean, that's reasonable. The judge accepted the guilty plea on four counts of violating the open container law and withheld adjudication, which I assume means that he didn't have anything happen to him.
I guess, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like no sentencing.
The judge wished the man luck and told him he hoped that his back and legs got better.
Good luck with that.
Which the homeless man said, "God bless you, sir.
God bless you, sir. Could use some medicine.
Could use some health care.
Yep. If I went to prison, they probably would have given me pain pills.
They probably would have.
Now I'm back on the streets.
Yep.
Back
don't
on
do
these.
That.
Back on the. Back on these warm, hot, mean
judge.
Streets. Please, sir, I'm committing crime, so I will be taken in.
He says, "No, I'm not having it.
I'm not having any of this.
You drink beer for your back? It's got back vitamins in it.
It's got back vitamins. Everybody knows that beer is full of vitamin B.
Vitamin back.
Vitamin B for back.
Back vitamins.
Back vitamins.
And leg minerals.
The world's strongest. Andre the Giant was known to drink a case of beer in an evening.
It sure he was.
Like, just like
strongest back.
All of that vitamin B and L.
All that slamming. Just,
God. So crazy. It's man, weird. That homeless guy, he's going to be unstoppable. Oh, man. Speaking of backs and people who sleep in dumpsters.
Okay.
A Portland, Oregon man decided that he was too drunk to drive home. So he decided to sleep it off. Problem is, he decided to sleep in a dumpster on garbage day. Whoops. He was picked up and dumped into the back of the truck, which compacted him two times.
That's not a song. Compact two times.
Two steps this time. Boom, boom. Miraculously, he suffered only minor injuries before he was discovered, although the driver was quite shaken up by the incident.
That happens all the time.
That's no way to get ahead in life. you know, you got people sleeping in the gutter. They get swept up into the street sweepers, just, you know, at the end of Fargo, you know, Steve Buscemi, the coolest man on earth, being shot out into the street. You know, these Harlem Nights, these cold street lights, you know.
Are you listing Eddie Murphy movie titles?
I guess what I'm saying is you'd have to be some kind of nutty professor to find out why people do it. It's just human nature, okay?
These Hollywood nights.
So
in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
By now.
Golden Child.
Cool, man.
Coming to America.
Speaking of homeless folks, a Brooklyn man believes that he's sitting on a gold mine. He's the brains behind U.S. patent number 6299251. A foldable, lockable pork bench.
Pork bench?
Park bench.
Okay.
Sorry. That's a typo. I knew what the story was, but I read these before I say them.
Okay.
Trust me. I'm lying. He's aiming to plant his invention in parks and subways across the city. In the 90s, this man was a horticulturalist and was working in drug-plagued Drew Gardens in the Bronx. When necessity became the mother of his invention, they said you couldn't even put a bench there because of all the needles.
Some parks have gravel. Some parks have sand. This park had needles.
This park had lots of needles.
So many needles.
Lots of underlying needles. But the wooden steel bench weighs about 60 pounds and is secured with a chain and lock. When the seat is in the up position, to set, the seat is simply unlocked, lowered, and bolted to keep it secured in a seated position. The invention will likely make him unpopular with bums and pigeons, as the bench prevents unwanted individuals and animals from sleeping or sitting at times when people don't want them to do that. So it's essentially like on a hinge, and the bench becomes a wall.
Yeah.
And then when they lock it up, and then when they come back in the morning and they lower the benches.
So it's like a theater seat, except at the end of the day, they lock it.
Yeah, they lock it.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that the homeless people have to poop on the escalators because there are no public restrooms. Where are they going to sleep now?
On the wall.
And the dumpster is being compacted.
This bench has a nice lean to it.
As I sip my lean.
Maybe they'll start pooping on the wall and sleeping on the escalator. I don't know. It's my thought.
If you can fall asleep rolling down the up escalator, you will achieve a certain equilibrium that puts you in line with the hum of the universe.
Do this for hours.
Om Mani Padme. Mm. Mm, the hum of the universe.
Ba-doom-ba.
That guy's a fucker. He's like... He's like popular with. I'm going to make this thing that makes rich white people like really happy with me.
Yeah.
Chicka bop bop.
Bop.
Do bop bop.
Bop.
Well,
chicka dap.
There are many people who are, you know, affected by the elements, right? You know, people who don't have any place to be. They've got to suffer those people without hats. People without men without hats.
Men without hats.
Yep, doing their safety dances. Directed, not that safe.
Written and directed by John Krasinski.
Really?
Yeah. Men without hats.
Huh.
Yep.
But, you know, just these homeless people in these, you know, hot city days and their cold city nights, you know, with no place to sleep. But, you know, we can't deny it. Chris, this has been a hotter than normal summer. It's boiling. It is boiling right now. You know, it's the middle of August.
The only way that statement is not true is if you normally live on the sun.
Yes. In which case, it is a mild summer.
Wow.
It is freezing nice here. It's okay, you know?
Who wants to lay out?
You know, does somebody have a nylon windbreaker?
Probably
for
not.
Me, or perhaps a zip-up hoodie for me to... You know,
someone have maybe an Izod pullover?
Yeah, an Izod pullover.
Something that wicks away?
Who are you?
Something that wicks away my athleticism? my athletic juices?
Something that wicks away my athletic juices? Does somebody have that?
It's on the tag, clearly.
I just want it so bad. Give me something. I am drowning in my own.
Layers of fabrics in sketch form. Showing me how my athletic juices are wicked away.
I am drowning in athletic juices. Chris,
dude, my juices are wicking and my shoes are pumped.
Did those do anything? Did pump shoes do anything, or were ours just broken all the time?
I was dunking and hooking.
I was dunking
from the top of the key. Swoosh.
I was dunking from the top of the key, and I was dry as a bone because I had pump up shoes and I had wicking clothes.
Athletic juices.
Chris, this is a public service announcement. Not only is this year's heat wave dangerous to infants and the elderly, as we've discussed, and not only is it bad for crops and gas prices, as we have discussed, and not only is it creating a higher than normal population of ticks, but it can actually kill you by poison. And by poison, I mean
it can
venom.
Actually kill you if all the other reasons haven't killed you.
Haven't killed you just yet. Lyme disease or suffocating as a baby.
Yeah.
You'll be turned into a baby, put into a car, locked, windows up, and you're dead. Oh, well, that's a dead kid.
Forgotten on the seat of an underground railroad car.
You were so close to getting away from those gays.
See that conductor? She's been on here for hours.
So if you're
maybe
not,
we should have left them with the gays.
If you're not, the gays have air conditioning.
The gays have air.
They can't stand AC. They can't stand sweating.
No,
it harms their fragile constitution. They don't have
time for wicking when they're dicking.
See, it's funny because like I don't smoke, so I don't know where I got that. like baby dinosaur wheeze laugh. So, Chris, the latest threat presented by this hot summer.
It's a wheeze.
Yeah. The latest threat presented by this hot summer, Chris, is bugs, which are cold-blooded and thrive in hot temperatures. Specifically, the biggest fear right now is the exploding population of brown recluse spiders.
Chris, is that your fear?
That's everybody's fear. Have you ever been bitten by one of those? Chris, there's a reason I don't have a left hand. It's because I was bitten by a brown recluse spider. I thought, huh, that's weird. That kind of looks like a fiddle on the back of that brown... Oh, boy, I'm dead. Oh, boy, my left hand's gone. Necrotizing fasciitis. Chris, within hours, you will die if they don't, like, get the antivenin into you. It just like, it's crazy. It just causes your skin to, like, digest itself.
The antivenom?
Antivenin.
What?
Antivenin.
Excuse me?
It's not an antivenom. It's an antivenin.
Why didn't they steal you?
Why didn't the gays steal you?
Why didn't the gays take you?
And why didn't...
Maybe you would have come back less bizarre. You wouldn't always have to be right.
Chris, that temperature gets above 90. You are drowning, not only in needles, but also in... brown recluse spiders.
Dude, as my hand, I'm just, my athletic juices are wicking, and I'm just downing like five hour antivenin. That's what I'm doing.
Just living in constant fear.
Yeah,
constant fear.
I'm just constantly poking all my follicles, thinking that they may be hiding ticks.
Might be hiding ticks. Yes, yes. My Morgellons. You know, is this a Morgellon or is it ticks? I don't know. Oh, it's a brown recluse spider. I'm dead. I'm dead.
Man, I don't even know. What do you do? Do you know? I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, a federal appeals court says a Southern California man arrested for beating a possum with a shovel.
I do this thing where I keep beverages in my mouth for like a minute, you know, relishing the taste.
Waiting for spit takes.
While you're talking, I just keep beverages in my mouth.
Why you do that?
I am losing my security deposit.
You are, actually. But yeah, so he was arrested for beating a possum with a shovel, and the appeals court has ruled that he can sue police because it's not illegal to kill backyard animals.
Varmint.
Yeah, exactly. Lorenzo Oliver, which is not a movie title, called Anaheim police after the possum attack. He called the police saying that the possum was attacking his bulldogs. This is back in 2008.
Holy
okay,
shit.
So yeah, like he's been fighting the system.
He's been embroiled in this.
Pump for four,
killing in the name
for almost
of.
5 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Officers showed up to find him beating the possum with a shovel and arrested him. They then jailed him until his family raised a $20,000 bond. Which, if you get a bond, it's only...
Well, it's, you only have to pay 10% of it, so yeah, 2,000. Yeah,
$2,000. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully it didn't take him too long. The man filed a federal wrongful arrest lawsuit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so now he can sue him because that's okay. It's okay to do that.
It's okay to sue people, or it's okay to hammer...
No, it's okay to
hammer a possum.
Put that shovel down.
Just to drop the hammer, no, drop the shovel.
Hey.
Do it. Nobody's going to stop you. Am I going to stop you? No. Did you see me trying? Okay, then stop accusing me.
Hey, is that pine or beech?
is that balsa?
Is that a pine or a balsa handle?
Is that a balsa handle?
Is that a breakaway balsa handle?
That doesn't make too much sense. Oh, it's from the theater. Yeah, you're a prop director at your local community theater.
I work for the WWE.
I work for the WWE. We have balsa possum hammers.
Balsa.
This guy's just doing his part to stop rabies from spreading, you know? Possums, they're invasive species. I mean, they're not like
I almost ran over one the other day.
They're so ugly.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
So did I, actually.
They have like little white rings around their face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and they've spooky. got those pointy little snouts. The pointy snouts and those awful tails that look like rattler snakes.
They're dirty,
snakes.
Too.
You know, they're filthy. They stink. Rattler. And they've got their...
What? Rattlers.
Rattlers.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, and they've got their babies like clinging to their back. It's awful.
I've never seen that.
No, you haven't seen that?
No.
It's crazy. Like, they've got their nipples on their back, and their babies cling to it as they run.
They have back nipples?
They've got back nipples.
I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
Really?
You've never seen that? Look it up. They have back nipples. They have top nipples and bottom nipples.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. And as they hang, the babies suckle, you know, and all that.
It's like those strange gym showers where they mount the heads on a pole, so you're all facing each other.
until... Underground
I'm all soaping my genitals with eye contact.
Yeah. I don't fit
There's
in.
There's nowhere to look.
I don't fit in. I don't understand. My two moms spent all their time eating box. I've got no idea what this equipment is down here.
I have no idea how to move without boxes.
I don't know. I don't know what. I've got no idea what these genitals are, and I'm just surrounded by all these genitals. I don't fit in.
These shallowly penetrated boxes. My
classmates. They think I'm bizarre because I'm staring at their genitals because I have no context for my own genitals.
I have no idea.
I have no genital context.
Where do you put that?
What's the need for this? I'm going to lop it off.
I have a dry erase board. Why don't you explain it?
Just let's whiteboard this.
Let's whiteboard
Can I borrow you for like a 4-minute whiteboarding
session?
Want to
make
session? A plan? that's fun. I just had flashbacks to work because you wouldn't believe how often at work just somebody comes up and says, "Hey, can I borrow you for a 4-minute whiteboarding session?"
You know what you should do?
What?
Pull out a Sharpie and a vegetable and say, "Let's do a story gourd."
Tony Guarino loves bowling so
much. Wait till you're done.
He loves bowling so much that he has decided that he wants to be forever buried in his favorite ball. And that's right. He's got terminal cancer. The urn will be made from a ball that he used to throw a perfect game so many years ago. His loved ones assure us that no, they will not use the ball for bowling anymore. Although, how awesome would that be? How raw would it be? Right after they play, as they play Amazing Grace in their bagpipes, somebody throws a strike with you, and then the ball doesn't come back. That would be awesome.
It's Ray Liotta pitching. That's the only way that's possible.
Instead, he will be kept in his father's ball bag, which he used faithfully for many, many years. He's still alive. And he hopes that he will get to throw one or two balls in his time remaining. But that all depends on what the doctors say, because his lower back is all cancer cells.
Not enough beer.
He didn't get enough vitamin back.
Not enough vitamin back. An 18-year-old man who was accused of grabbing a woman's buttocks at a Walmart said he did so because he couldn't resist.
So you have Tourette's?
The man charged with touch or strike battery told the arresting deputy that he touched the woman's rear end because, and I quote, her booty looked so good, I just couldn't stop myself.
That's a pickup line. That's not a defense.
Wow, your booty looks so good. I'm going to go jail for that booty.
I'm going to go jail for that booty. I couldn't help myself. It's a compliment. Please. Wow. Please. Why are you taking me away? Stop. Stop. It's a compliment.
I wait 6 to 8 for that booty.
Jesus. What? Lord.
On my head?
Is it a Walmart?
Walmart. The tab is irresistible booties of Walmart.
The irresistible booties of
Walmart. It's a really long tab.
Yeah, it's so long.
Yeah. I think last week I had a tab too. You can cut this, but it was called Single Topping Extra Large Ramadan. But anyway,
in that last story, I forgot to say. Do you want to know what my story was titled for the man who wanted to be bowled to death? Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go jail that booty.
I'm gonna go jail that. Not enough people know the difference between battery and assault.
Simple touch.
It is, really. I mean, it's like if it's assault of the person feels endangered by your presence. Endanger by your presence, rather, and it's battery if you actually contact them. So saying I'm going to beat the shit out of you is assault, and beating the shit out of somebody is assault and battery. Spitting on somebody is battery in most jurisdictions.
Attempted murder if you have AIDS or something.
My super AIDS spit. Well, Chris, you know, if somebody does decide to spit on you and you want to take some vengeance, it wouldn't hurt to go to the Bay Area. Where there is a new,
where there is a new station for the Underground Railroad,
to the Bay Area, where there is a new dojo dedicated entirely to teaching students how to fight with lightsabers. I've signed us up for like 4 weeks of classes, so you know we have plane tickets, we have all that.
Dude, that would be awesome.
It'd be great.
Coffee flavored donuts.
They have. No, that's
you buy them at a store called Dojo.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, what can they do?
They can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids and view a 3-week-old update to the website that Cole worked on very hard. Squarespace petitions. Hopefully, only the 20 episodes that you can download from there has been fixed or resolved at that point. You can pop onto the Facebook and you can look up Those Damn Ross Kids, where you can leave some sort of a remark, suggest a story, show some interaction, interact with me, tell me how long you will go to jail for that booty. You can also go to iTunes, where I would assume that you're probably sourcing this, and you can leave a comment, post a review, and maybe leave a rating and all that kind of stuff there. You can always leave a voicemail at 419-528-TDRK. And, yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Good enough. Good night.
Good night.